This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get into Alan Pollock, who is here with this week's weekly tech update. Did you have a good Thanksgiving there in the hood, in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I did. The hood was great. Had a great Thanksgiving. I actually have a gentleman in our neighborhood who puts up, like, I don't know, about 13 or so turkey fryers, and he's got all the injection tools and everything, and you sort of show up with your turkey, some oil, and he fries it, and everybody hangs out. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, fun. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, David, with everybody traveling between Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all the deals and so forth, a really interesting topic came up yesterday that I thought I'd mention real quick. It's called juice jacking. And it's really about when you're at airports and public places and you plug your device into those public ports in order to get a quick charge. Well, there
right.
Airport employees and others wouldn't have any way to know, but there are people, hackers out there, scammers that are connecting devices that would pretend to act like the device that's supporting that charge and
put
malware on your computer or download everything from your computer. So if you don't use a password protection tool like 1Login or LastPass, there's a bunch of them out there, and you keep things on your computer in a notepad or just any information, your Apple Pay information or credit card information, just be careful as during this holiday season you plug into any of those ports. It's called juice jacking, and if you Google it, you'll see a lot of great stuff about it.
Juice
so moving on,
jacking.
David.
Amazing.
Yeah, juice jacking.
All right.
So moving along, we've got some interesting stuff, and really, you know, because everybody's pushing, it's the end of the year, we've got final projects we hope to have ready before the beginning of the year. This today really is about just how to get aligned if things are running off the track or you're preparing for a start of your project next month. I title it Expectations and Testing Within Implementing Technology. And I myself, you know, when you talk about the struggle, right, I myself am within many projects. Some do have struggles. They're not all perfect. And, you know, we've all been part of these or a part of these, right? Disasters happen or we go off schedule on these projects. And, of course, we end with, you know, what was less than expected. It's harder to gain adoption because we can't deliver what we thought we would. There's just it affects changes downstream. And sometimes there's things that we or the vendor doesn't even know about. And so really it's so important to be aligned, and it's important to stay aligned. And so I put a couple things together. We've talked about these in prior segments, and it's such a good time to bring it back up. The first one, David, you know, let's meet with our internal teams. We got to map out the path to expectations and have everyone's buy-in. So in other words, if you expect a certain amount of features to be in your new point of sale, or something automated with AI that you're implementing, lay out what those initial items are. What's phase 1, 2, and 3? And don't overburden what you think you could have in that initial phase 1, because it's going to require more testing and acceptance than you actually think it will. The second item, David, is use a map, whether it's a visual diagram, whether it's a process map, and share it, because more than likely you have multiple parties and vendors included, especially your LOS vendor, and use that map as a guide to know where things have to interact and where data has to flow. And then third, David, you have to define success metrics. It is so, so important that everybody testing is on the same page and completely understands what we're testing for, rather than finding things at the last minute that don't work. It's very hard for your vendors to roll back a release. And from the vendor side, it's very hard to have missed expectations, because the day after the release, it can't be used or it can't be adopted as thought. So define those success metrics, have meetings, keep stakeholders informed, share the word, the message, the mission of your stakeholders with your team, with your vendors. And it's just communication overall. And, you know, the very last thing, David, if you remember, we've talked about the Moscow method. I won't really go into it today, but just use it in your planning. As you do all those things I mentioned, use the Moscow method, you know, which is just a way to prioritize. You can Google it, M-O-S-C-O-W, and you can wait and prioritize your stuff. In the end, you will have a well-defined success, and you will be driven to that success.
Good job. Yeah, that is so true. Moscow Method. In fact, we'll put that in some show notes here that we'll be pumping out. A lot of people want to know, how can we find out more information? Go over to our LinkedIn, connect with me on LinkedIn. We pump out a lot of these show notes through LinkedIn each and every week, sometimes five times a day, about getting information out because there's so much good information. Alan, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Likewise.
Good to have
you
back. And can't wait to talk to you a little bit later this week. Got some interesting things to discuss with you. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for taking time to listen to this week's podcast.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.